Europe. Italy. The cash flows south. How the Mezzogiorno is benefiting from a flood of EU aid.
Aldo Altamonte sensed that something was wrong. The man claiming to be a postman and asking to be let in said that he had Mr. Altamonte's renewed driving license, but Mr. Altamonte had applied for it only 3 days before. And in Italy, let alone in Reggio Calabria, the main city of Italy's poorest region, Calabria, nothing bureaucratic ever happens in 3 days. It took a neighbour who knew the postman to convince the elderly Mr. Altamonte that it was all true. What the players in this little drama experienced was one of many effects of the EU's post-pandemic recovery project, known as the NGEU, on Italy's less developed south. With access to €194 billion, that's $216 billion, from the main NGEU fund, Italy is by far the biggest beneficiary. This offers it a historic opportunity to narrow the wealth gap between the Mezzogiorno, the southern mainland, Sardinia and Sicily, and the rest of the country. In 2022, the Mezzogiorno's GDP per person was less than two-thirds the national average. Part of the strategy of the European Commission was to use the NGEU fund to level up Europe. But it was designed to close the gaps at the national level, not at the subnational level, says Marco Buti, who was the chef de cabinet of the economics commissioner, Paolo Gentiloni, when the scheme was launched. In 2021, however, Mario Draghi's government earmarked a disproportionate 40% share for the Mezzogiorno, which has less than 34% of Italy's population. EU money from the new fund is going towards building a new railway line from Naples to Bari and a wind farm off Sicily. Crèches are being set up in a bid to increase the low rate of female employment, long a weakness of the southern economy. And digitization is speeding administrative procedures, including the renewal of Mr. Altamonte's license. An early fear was that the Mezzogiorno's mafias would grab much of the cash. That has not so far happened. If you try to defraud the recovery plan, you're an idiot, says Mr. Altamonte's son, Carlo, who teaches European economics at Bocconi University in Milan. Projects, he notes, are each subject to four separate checks, and officials in Brussels are legally liable for greenlighting dodgy proposals, a risk they do not face in vetting the EU's ordinary regional aid projects. Another big concern was that the South did not have the capacity at local level to design and manage projects. That doubt remains and has, if anything, grown. The previous government under Mr. Draghi aimed to tackle the problem by hiring around 1,000 people to provide technical assistance to local authorities. But they were given relatively modest salaries and 3-year contracts. We don't know how many of those contracts are still in force, but we do know that many of the people recruited to help have left, says Gustavo Piga, an economics professor at Tor Vergata University in Rome, who runs a project monitoring the use of the recovery fund. Giorgia Meloni's government has taken a different tack. It has centralized the decision-making, limiting the involvement of local authorities, and spend more of the cash on subsidies that are aimed at promoting the recovery fund's goals, such as making Europe greener and more digital. That requires less technical and administrative capacity, and it should be able to ensure that the money gets spent faster. Brussels normally dishes out cash from the fund only when it is satisfied that the country in question has made the reforms and investments it wants by the deadlines it sets. Italy has done well on that score. But its biggest challenge, and not just in the Mezzogiorno, is the Commission's insistence that allocations must be spent by the end of 2026. Other countries, including Poland, are also struggling. Mr. Piga's monitoring group estimated last month that, by the end of 2023, Italy had spent only €43 billion of the €102 billion it had been allotted. At that rate, The group found it is unlikely to get through more than 100 billion euros by the deadline and risks losing the remaining 94 billion euros.